Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot and get back to your life. Take your shot. Take a shot, take a shot, get back to your life.
Take a shot, take a shot, take a shot,
get back to your life. Take a shot, shot, take a shot, shot, take a shot, shot, get back to your life. Take a shot, shot, take a shot, shot, take a shot, shot, get back to your life.
A message from Republic Bank.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Divine and Unique helped Dinah put up decorations for her wedding to Goldman, and Divine apprised them of ExxonMobil's training programs. Alexis was determined to find out who was the woman with whom Denzel was in a relationship. Right now, Ignatius is on the phone with Benicio.
All right, Benicio, stop crying. At least we know the truth now. Calm down, okay? Don't say anything to Alonso. Let me think about how I can deal with this. Remember, you're pregnant, so please don't stress. All right. I'll call you back later. Yay. Bye. I was just hoping I was wrong about you and my nephew, Shelley. After everything I do for you, Shelley.
Why this man calling me? Hello?
Catalina?
Ignatius?
You could talk to me at park outside.
It's why Samson.
Please, just come out and talk to me.
Man, Ignatius, in this COVID season, you can't just show up at people's place just like that.
Catalina, I got on my mask and I just sanitized it a little. Please, I just need to talk to you.
All right, I'll come in.
Thanks.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
My beautiful bride, Diana, my darling.
Just 2 days to go, my lovely Mr. Goldman.
Hey, I get in your wedding jitters, girl.
Planning a wedding is no easy task.
As long as we need to be done, and we can get it done.
It's just some last minute things here and there.
Good. This today's newspaper.
No, a couple of weeks back. I was reading about the oil discovery they make last month.
Amazing, eh?
Every minute Guyana making international news because of ExxonMobil's presence in this country, boy.
Guyana is certainly not the country we knew a few years ago.
We got so much oil we could bathe in it.
Talking about bathing in oil, I got something special planned for you on our honeymoon.
Hello, let me remind you that me and you is two big people and not acrobats.
Darling, my plans ain't got nothing to do with acrobatics. We talking about scented candles, scented oils, and loving hands.
I could do the preview right now.
Nah, I want to pull out all my tricks on the wedding night, girl.
You got more?
Dinah, it's me you talking to, girl. Miss a lover, I love a lover. Boom, I miss a lover, I love a lover. Hey!
Gold man, you sweeter than all them oil discoveries, Exxon.
And I would do anything for you, my love. How much barrels you want?
Well, according to this latest discovery at Whiptail in the Stabroek Block.
Whiptail? They're giving me some more ideas for this honeymoon.
Hello, meaning to the kind of thing.
Hear me out, no man, hear me
no,
out.
No, I draw the line. Next thing you handcuff me and can't find the key, or say you're playing whips and it's a heart attack. Yeah, you like play too much.
Girl, I love you so much, it has made me giddy.
Well, it's high quality oil they discovered at Whiptail. They got Whiptail 1 well and Whiptail 2 well, and they're drilling at both. Is how much barrel we estimate so far again?
About 9 billion.
Well, I just want 1 million and be set for life.
It is a destiny producing 120,000 barrels a day, Dinah.
Well, imagine when Lisa Unity start production next year. There's 220,000 barrels a day. So with both FPSO functioning at the same time, there's 340,000 barrels a day.
All them years I spent in the mining industry, I never thought I would live to see the day when Guyana had another natural resource in such a big way.
Yeah, because for many years was plenty dry hole that he coming up with. I remember when I learned what dry hole was. All kind of thing you brought it to be buying until they explain that a dry hole is when they drill and then find no oil.
It's just amazing to me how things have changed in Guyana.
And will continue to change.
Well, I'm just happy that as we witness these changes, we will witness them as husband and wife.
Oh, Goldman, I love you too bad.
I love you too, Dinah, darling.
Ignatius, tell me, I understand what you're telling me. You tell Benicia for going to Alonzo's phone when he's sleeping and she finds videos, pictures, and sexual messages between Alonzo and she?
Everything I suspected has been confirmed, Catalina. It's like I don't know what to think, how to feel. I never thought Shelley would have hurt me like this.
Man, you sure though?
I suspected it a while ago, but I was hoping to be proved wrong. Then she has given him millions of dollars claiming to helping him with his mining business. But now I know he was probably just blackmailing her.
What is this?
I don't know what to do.
Well, what I can tell you is don't get violent. Don't do anything you're going to regret, Ignatius.
You know that's not me. I don't believe in hitting women. I made my mistakes in the past by being verbally abusive, but you know I wouldn't hit a woman.
When people hurt, sometimes they don't even think straight.
Catalina, I want to apologize again for the way I treated you in the past.
Ignatius, that's history.
I know many times I humiliated you, and I'm sorry that I made you feel like that, even when I was going to marry Shelley.
Ignatius, look, yeah, you weren't a perfect man in the past, but I've seen how you changed your life over the years. I saw what being married to Shelley did for you. And I think,
but I never thought she would hurt me like this.
I really thought Shelley had changed.
My own nephew. It could have been any other man. But she chose to have an affair with my own nephew. How can I forgive something like that, Catalina?
You want to forgive her?
All kind of things running through my mind. I knew I wasn't always faithful. I almost had a baby on her, and I know it's a significant age difference between us. But my own nephew? My own nephew!
Yeah, that's messed up, boy.
How can I ever recover from this? How?
Ignatius, what is it?
Just stretching my legs, Coretta.
Why are you plugging out all me things, man?
Trying to save you a little money.
Yeah, but all them things you plugging out turn off.
You know, even though it turned off, it's still going to be pulling a little power.
But I sure is nothing to make any significant impact on the light bill.
This coming from a woman who I have to help.
Ignatius, I didn't beg you.
I didn't mean it like that, but you got to be careful. Think about it. You have these things plugged in all day, every day for 30 or 31 days in the month. You really think it ain't gonna make a little impact on your light bill?
Hmm.
Even when the appliances in off mode, they consume standby power.
Okay.
The only way to ensure that you're not burning anything is to unplug or use a switch outlet to cut off the power supply.
Wait, man. You turn up at me house, walk in and say nothing. Walk round the house, then start unplugging all me things?
Well, if you don't appreciate me trying to remind you to conserve, plug them back in.
Sometimes you don't make sense. Like the power utility people send you.
We all got to do better, Coretta. Can't leave it up to GPL. Citizens got to be responsible. Especially since they always complaining about their light bill.
Well, I know others complain sometimes.
Yes, tell you leaving everything plugged in.
Well, look, enough. Why you really come over here?
I just needed...
What happened, Ignatius?
Your husband back yet?
No, don't even know if he coming back.
Hmm?
Imagine I just get married. And he done abandoned me.
Well, I bet he doesn't have another woman with you.
I wouldn't be surprised if he got a whole wife in the bush. Because he just keep making excuses why he ain't come back yet.
Well, you can't trust nobody these days. I don't even trust my own wife.
Wait, is what Shelly do you?
She...
Ignatius, what happened?
Nothing.
Ignatius, tell me what happened.
Coretta, just give me a hug.
A hug?
Come here, man.
All right. Don't squeeze the life out of me. You know we're supposed to be maintaining social distance.
Coretta, I'm home.
John?
What's going on here?
John, you didn't tell me you're coming home today.
I wanted to surprise you. So wait, this is what you've been doing behind my back all the time I was gone? Eh? Entertaining Ignatius?
But...
Listen, John. Coretta and I are just friends.
Why you still stand up in me and my wife's house?
All right, I'm out. Coretta, I didn't mean to cause you no trouble.
John, I'm so happy you come back.
Don't touch me.
Nothing going on between me and Ignatius. We're just friends.
Look, I just come off the road after hours of traveling. I need to go and bathe and sanitize myself.
Oh, all right. You hungry?
Yes, I'm starving.
I got some curry snapple.
Just fix me a nice plate.
All right, go and bathe.
Coretta, you're sure nothing ain't going on with you and Ignatius?
No, I swear on my son Philip's life. He just turned up and was about to tell me something about his wife when he just hugged me.
Listen, you can't got anybody coming in this house and hugging you just like that. You forget we still battling COVID in this country?
No, John, I forget.
Well, please try, eh? Me and you can't afford to get sick again. And from this day forward, I don't want Ignatius coming here when I am not at home.
James, I just feel so like I don't even know how to go home.
Ignatius, my brother, we'll have to deal with it. Fortunately, infidelity can do great damage to marriage. I know what my indiscretions did to June.
But that's the thing I'm battling with too. I mean, I wasn't faithful to Shelley throughout the marriage.
Hmm.
But after the whole incident with the baby, I decided I was going to do better by she.
Well, you can look at it as your equal now.
I can't when it's my own nephew, James.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, Alonzo should have respected you as his uncle.
All kind of thoughts going through my head. What was going on in the house when I was gone to the office every day?
Ignatius, you can't become occupied with those kind of thoughts. It's going to drive you mad.
They disrespected me, James. The old Ignatius would have done gone home and throw Shelly and all she thinks out in the street.
Well, we know that you're a demand and that.
There's nobody I pass.
Listen. Just calm down and think it through.
You know she withdraw millions from the Republic Bank account I set up for she and give it to he?
What?
If I didn't look sharp, she would have given him me house and all. No wonder he moving like he win the lotto.
My advice to you is to calm down before you go.
I calm, James. I very calm. I won't tell her anything right now. I'm going to observe she for a while and watch she moves. And when she least expect it, I'm going to finish she.
I don't like the sound of that, Ignatius.
I don't mean I'm going to physically arm she. You know I don't believe in them.
Ah, good. You had me worried.
But Shelly going to feel my wrath. This what she do here is no coming back from this. None!
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.